Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Hello, Savvy Scribes. Can I give you a secret or confession? When I first started writing, I had no idea I needed an editor. So guess what? When I submitted my first pieces, red line galore. Talk about imposter syndrome. It really lit that up when I was like, okay, maybe writing's not for me. But really, I needed an editor, and every writer does.
Savvy Scribe Podcast.
A podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community, or SavvyNurseWriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show!
Have you wondered if you're made out to be a freelance nurse writer? And if you're like, I think so, or even a big yes, I'm ready to become a nurse writer, but now you're stuck on where the heck to begin? I want you to check out my free download, 3 questions to ask yourself before becoming a nurse health writer, and 5 steps to kickstart your nurse writing business now with this link, savvynursewriter.com/3questions for your free download. That's savvynursewriter.com/3questions.
I've done episodes in the past about editing, so I'm going to have them in our show notes because you want to become a better self-editor first. And the way we can do that is using these awesome tools that they have now on the internet. First off, you can use things like Grammarly, Hemingway app. You can also use ProWriter. Even Word itself, Microsoft Word, can help you with that as well. You can also read it out loud. Reading it out loud, slowing down, that will really help you as well. I remember when I was working with Carol Bush and we were running the Healthcare Marketing Network, she and I would go through documents and we would literally sit there and read them out loud on a Zoom call with each other and make changes as we went through it, going, really? Did I write it like that? Really? Because you start to read it back, especially with someone else, and you're like, that makes no sense. What are we talking about? So that's another thing I would give you is make sure you're reading it out loud and read it to a friend or your kid or your husband or your wife. Start to read it out loud and you'll see where you need to add punctuation and where things just don't make sense. I remember when I landed a client where, okay, so I submitted my junk, right? Got a bunch of red lines. And I was like, okay, then I landed this client. I'm like, I cannot have all those red lines again. I need to do a little better. What am I going to do? I don't want to lose this client. I don't want to look like a crappy writer. So I hired my dad. And, you know, he was at the really expensive price of free. I even offered to give him coffee. And he was like, I'm not taking coffee. I'll just read your stuff. And it was so helpful, let me tell you. So if you have somebody in your life who you know is a good writer or even a good reader, see if they'll edit something for you or just read it over before you submit it to your client. When I would do that, my anxiety went way down, right? I knew I wasn't going to get those red lines. Did I get some edits? Yeah, because everybody can look at something and make an edit to it. That's why even when you guys use the job board and you have, you know, Bliss, one of our editors, or Sarah or Julie, edit your work, it doesn't mean the client's not going to want some edits as well. It's their work. It's their stuff. So they may revise it a little bit, and that's okay. But it's not going to be as bad as when, you know, you first sent it through. Am I saying you're a bad writer? No. No, but there is that quote out there that says, there's no good writers, there's only good editors. We might believe that sometimes, right? So the other thing I want to talk to you guys about is when I hired my first editor. And my first editor was so helpful. And if you're like, how did you afford it? It was worth it. It was worth it to me to hire someone to edit my work for my anxiety level, right? That I wasn't going to get all these red lines. And I had too many clients at that point for my dad to go over everything. But I would do my self-editing first, read it out loud, use my tools, and send it to the editor, and then send it to my client. And by then, the piece was so well written at that point, there was very minimal red lines. And each client's going to be a little bit different. So, you know, even though you write a good piece, you do the self-editing, you have an editor go through it, some clients are just more pickier than others, and that's okay. So just know that you should hire somebody to do your editing, and it is not expensive. So get some quotes and make sure you know what type of writing that they do, because some editors or some, not writing they do, some edits that they do, some editors only do proofreading, whereas other editors do copy editing. So look into those, see where the editor can help you. And nowadays in my agency, we have 2 to 3 editors at a time, depending on how much client work we have. So if you take one of the jobs off our job board and you send it into one of the editors, you'll get a turnaround time about 24, 48 hours, and your work is edited. I only hired these girls to be my editors because we grew, right? And I knew the power of an editor. When we first opened the agency, the writer would actually pay the editor. And over time, it was like the editor was kind of chasing the writers for payments, and it wasn't worth it. So I just took that cut myself and paid the editor myself. So all those job board jobs, if you guys come on the website, savvynursewriter.com, and you go on the job board and you want to do one of the jobs, those are vetted editors through me, and they are paid through the agency. So your work will always be edited for a client. And I always suggest that you look at those edits that they do, even if it's a hired editor that you use, because you're only going to learn from it, and it's only going to make you a better writer. All right. So just to recap, who can you use as an editor? You can use a friend. You always use yourself. And you can also pay someone. All right. I hope this was helpful. Come on over to Facebook group. Tell me who you use as an editor. And do you find value in edits? I'll talk to you guys soon.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit savvynursewriter.com to help you get started today.